Talk to me.
Welcome back to Product Sourcing Radio with your hosts, Chris Malta and Rob Cowie.
Today we are taking a closer look at managing your eBiz inventory with Ted Hurlbut, principal of HurlbutAssociates.com. That's H-U-R-L-B-U-T Associates.com. Ted, right before the break, you were talking about Open to Buy and how this is a great tool that's designed to assist retailers in managing and replenishing their inventory investment. This is giving them the ability to decide, you know, when is it better to order more product or when they maybe need to do less product and to be able to manage that cash flow. Can you go into a little bit more about Open to Buy, continuing where you left off?
Yeah, well, just quickly to recap the initial points that I made, an open to buy is something that is used to assist in managing and replenishing inventory. It's a budget, therefore it has a financial base, and it's flexible because it can be used to track at a department, a classification, or a subclassification for a retailer. And as it relates specifically to e-business, I think there is an important point to be made here, and that is that category management, even for on an e-business level, is very important. It's not necessarily on an item-by-item basis. As e-business entrepreneurs are establishing themselves, establishing websites on the web, they are developing a brand identification from a consumer's perspective, and it's important to understand that from a consumer's perspective. Consumers come to expect that certain products, certain categories of merchandise are going to be available at that website. And so it may not be that they're necessarily looking for specific items, a basic, think of a staple in-stock item, like a color of a paint at a hardware store, for instance. But they are there because they recognize that that's a place to go for dresses or that's a place to go for curtains or whatever the product category may be. So the concept of category management and segmenting your business into those critical categories and managing your inventory by those classifications or subclassifications is just as valid for an e-business as it is for a brick-and-mortar retailer. So I thought that was an important point to make. How does an open-to-buy work? Well, it's like any budget, it starts with a plan. And planning is the first critical step. And one of the things that I like to say is that those that take the time to do the planning are going to find that they're far more successful than those that don't. Oftentimes, especially in smaller operations, there's a sense that there isn't time to plan or that planning's not as important, but it is just as important. And an open to buy to really make it work has to start with planning. And the first thing that you want to plan is you want to plan sales. And in most cases, you're planning sales by month. And the critical question to ask is, what's the most likely level of sales that we're going to achieve by month? And there's an important point here, because I said, what is the most likely level of sales? What you're really asking is, what's the level of sales that has the highest probability of occurring? So let's say my answer is 100. That doesn't mean that I might not sell 99 or 98 or 101, 102, but the most likely level is 100. I could also sell 110. But
Ted, I'm sorry. I just wanted to get a clarification. Do you mean by the level of sales for that category or the level of sales overall?
Well, that's an important question that you're asking. If you are, in fact, breaking down the open to buy into a given category, then that question would be asked at that category level. So the planning that you are doing is at that level that you've broken your business down into. So let's say that your business is made up by 10 discrete categories that you've identified. You're going to want to plan each of those categories.
So in other words, make an open-to-buy type scenario for each one of those categories.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. So the beginning of the process is, what's the most likely that I'm going to sell? Not the most that I possibly could sell, but what's the most likely level of sales to be for that period of time?
A nice conservative number.
Well, again, most likely. What's the highest probability? Oftentimes, retailers and e-business gets in trouble because they focus on what's the most that I possibly could sell.
I see. Well, unfortunately, it's time for another short break. We have a lot more to talk about with Ted Hilbert when we return. Go to productsourcingshow.com to listen to any of our past shows, read written transcripts, and more. I'm Colette Marshall. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Product Sourcing Radio with your hosts, Chris Malta and Rob Cowie.
Timely communications with clients and prospective clients is the lifeblood of any business. If you want your small business to project a Fortune 500 image, then check out the toll-free voicemail and virtual phone services at intouchsys.com. Now even home offices have affordable access to world-class features such as personalized greetings, multiple voicemail extensions, call forwarding, and music on hold. Calls are answered professionally 24/7. Automate many of the tasks that you normally handle by phone and fax, freeing up your time to build your business. There are no long-term contracts, no equipment to install, no busy signals, and no headaches. Starting at only $9.95 a month, it's like having your own personal assistant for pennies a day. Through strategic partnerships, we also provide you with tools to help keep your clients longer and have them happily refer others to you. Get a Fortune 500 image today with services from intouchsys.com. That's intouchsys.com.
Information, news, and entertainment on demand. Log on, listen, and learn.
Internet radio, the fastest growing media of all time. You logged on for education or entertainment. Did you ever consider internet radio for your own company? Introducing Corporate Internet Radio. Broadcast to the entire globe, or make use of our newest offering, private broadcasts with PIN access and tracking. Use Corporate Internet Radio for internal communications, training, sales channels, or partners. Replace boring conference calls or expensive web conferencing with WS Radio's private broadcasts. Companies like IBM and the United Postal Service have had amazing results with our system. Best of all, we turnkey everything, from production to streaming, archiving, PIN access, and tracking. Imagine the possibilities. To experience for yourself, log on to corporateinternetradio.com, click on the free membership button, and type in CIR. That's corporateinternetradio.com, access code CIR. Leave your competition in the dust.
Ooh, those stale odors you smell inside your home or office are most likely bacteria, mold, or mildew. Now, Lasting Planet offers you Hygienic Air, the natural solution to clean your environment. Effective in sick buildings, Hygienic Air is clinically tested and proven to help eliminate mold and mildew. Placed in a room or HVAC system, the continuous action of Hygienic Air lasts for months, protecting your home, office, car, RV, or boat. It also comes in a non-aerosol spray that works on contact, actually penetrating the micromembrane where pathogens live. Environmentally safe, it generates no ozone, needs no electricity, and uses no harsh or caustic chemicals, just pharmaceutical-grade tea tree oil, farmed as a renewable resource. Visit our website, lastingplanet.com, to learn how Hygienic Air cleans the air you breathe. Lastingplanet.com, environmentally conscious products to improve your life and your world. Our world, lastingplanet.com. Dealer inquiries invited.
Introducing NoMoreWebmasters.com. That's right. No middleman, no expensive fees to pay. You build your own website, choosing from over 100 templates, even if you have never built a website in your life. At NoMoreWebmasters.com, it's easy. Reserve your own domain name for only $7.85 for 1 year. If you want NoMoreWebmasters.com to host your site, hosting for a basic 5-page website is only $4.95 a month. Advanced e-commerce sites are available as well. NoMoreWebmasters.com can help you do it all yourself with simple point-and-click directions. No programs to learn or download. It's fun and easy. For business or for pleasure, your own website hosted for just $4.95 a month and a domain name for $7.85 a year. The name says it all, NoMoreWebmasters.com. Log on now to choose your own domain name. NoMoreWebmasters.com, your one-stop shopping on the Internet place.
John, look here. Charlie's company's in the news again.
Great. How's he get all that publicity?
I don't know, but you better find out his secret.
It's no secret. Countless articles in the media are generated by press releases, and Charlie knows to put his releases on PR Newswire. PR Newswire gives your business or association the greatest chance of getting press coverage by delivering your news electronically to major media like the Associated Press, Reuters, and Bloomberg, and to more than 3,600 websites like Google, MSN, and Yahoo, where millions can see your press release immediately. PR Newswire has teamed up with WS Radio to offer a free PR toolkit with press release writing tips and distribution information. Plus, WS Radio listeners get a free 12-month membership to PR Newswire, valued at $125. Visit freeprtools.com and join PR Newswire today. That's freeprtools.com.